Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening on the phone and also on the radio later on the recording. Sabbath blessing everyone on this blessed Sabbath, February 24, 2018. We are in Desire of Ages chapter 53, entitled The Last Journey from Galilee Part 2. Our opening hymn is entitled, Savior, Teach Me Day by Day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let us continue. If any one of the little ones, mummies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, Babula.
Loving Father in heaven, we ask your blessing to be with us this morning. I'm sure in part of the country there must be a beautiful morning, though it's raining and stormy here. We know that back of the clouds the sun is always shining. And Jesus can shine in our hearts, whether it's cold outside or not. We ask for your presence, Lord, to be with us this morning. Grant us a blessing. Give us attentive and retentive minds that we will be able to learn and remember the things that are presented to us today. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Our opening scripture is taken from the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 1 from the King James Version, and it reads, And he arose from thence, and cometh into the coast of Judea, by the further side of Jordan, and the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again. This Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with part 2 of our lesson entitled, The Last Journey from Galilee, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, Babula.
Luke chapter 9, verse 49. And John answered and said, Master, We saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. And it came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem.
Luke 9:52, and he sent messengers before his face, and they went, and entered into a village of the Samaritans, to make ready for him. Luke 9:53, and they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. Luke 9:54, and when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, wilt thou we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did?
Luke 9:55-56. But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village.
Luke chapter 10, verse 1. After these things the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not.
Today we will cover pages 486 through 488. We are in the Sign of Ages, page 486, Babula.
Desire of Ages, page 486. And he sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. But the people refused to receive him because he was on his way to Jerusalem. This they interpreted as meaning that Christ showed a preference for the Jews, whom they hated with intense bitterness. Had he come to restore the temple worship upon Mount Gerizim, they would gladly have received him. Next slide, please. Continuing, but he was going to Jerusalem, and they would show him no hospitality. Little did they realize that they were turning from their doors the best gift of heaven. Jesus invited men to receive him. He asked favors at their hands, that he might come near to them to bestow the richest blessings. For every favor manifested toward him, he requited a more precious grace. But all was lost to the Samaritans because of their prejudice and bigotry. Desire of Ages, page 186, paragraph 3.
Desire of Ages, page 487. James and John, Christ's messengers, were greatly annoyed at the insult shown to their Lord. They were filled with indignation because he had been so rudely treated by the Samaritans, whom he was honoring by his presence. They had recently been with him on the Mount of Transfiguration, and had seen him glorified by God and honored by Moses and Elijah. This manifest dishonor on the part of the Samaritans should not, they thought, be passed over without marked punishment. Desire of Ages 47, paragraph 1.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, and also our guests. What was the great loss to the Samaritans people as they refused to receive Jesus, and why? And why was James and John greatly annoyed at the insult shown to their Lord? If you know the answer to the questions, dear one, Babala.
The answer is, little did they realize that they were turning from their doors the best gift of heaven because of their prejudice and bigotry. And they were filled with indignation because he had been so rudely treated by the Samaritans, whom he was honored by his presence.
Desire of Ages, page 487. Coming to Christ, they reported to him the words of the people, telling him that they had even refused to give him a night's lodging. They thought that a grievous wrong had been done him, and seeing Mount Carmel in the distance where Elijah had slain the false prophet, they said, wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elias did? They were surprised to see that Jesus was pained by their words, and still more surprised as his rebuke fell upon their ears. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's life, but to save them. And he went to another village. Desire of Ages, page 487, paragraph 2. Amen.
Amen. Question, boys and girls. What thing did James and John see that led them to say, "Wilt thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them even as Elijah did?" And what surprised them concerning Jesus paying rebuke of their words? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is, seeing Mount Carmel in the distance, where Elijah had slain the false prophet, and surprised at his rebuke, fell upon their ears. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are of, for the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
Desire of Ages, page 487. It is no part of Christ's mission to compel men to receive him. It is Satan and men actuated by his spirit that seek to compel the conscience. Under a pretense of zeal for righteousness, men who are confederate with evil angels bring suffering upon their fellow men in order to convert them to their ideas of religion. But Christ is ever showing mercy, ever seeking to win by the revealing of his love. Next slide, please. And continuing, he can admit no rival in the soul, nor accept of partial service, but he desires only voluntary service, the willing surrender of the heart under the constraint of love. There can be no more conclusive evidence that we possess the spirit of Satan than the disposition to hurt and to destroy those who do not appreciate our work or who act contrary to our ideas. This is the Desire of Ages, page 487, paragraph 3, and it says on the side, Jesus desires only voluntary service. Don't forget us. We're a part of the body of Christ, too. And it has a picture of children in that saying.
Desire of Ages, page 488. Every human being in body, soul, and spirit is the property of God. Christ died to redeem all. Nothing can be more offensive to God than for men through religious bigotry to bring suffering upon those who are the purchase of the Savior's blood. Desire of Ages, page 488, paragraph 1.
Amen. Brother Dick, maybe you can't be able to refresh your page because we have sound here. Anybody else that doesn't have any sound, dear ones, may you refresh the page so you can go back out and come back in. Question, boys and girls. It is a part of Christ's mission to compel man to receive him. If not of him, then whom? And who is the property of God? And what more offensive to him, if you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. It is Satan and men actuated by his spirit that speak to compel the conscience. And every human being in body, soul, and spirit is the property of God for men through religious bigotry to bring suffering upon those who are the purchase of the Savior's blood.
Amen. So let's learn our first beautiful scripture song together, dear ones, from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have ever life. John 3:16.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That beautiful scripture was taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section God's Love. And continuing in our study, we are in Desire of Ages.
So have a blessing, everyone. Continuing to read it, Desire of Ages 488. And he rose from thence, and coming to the coast of Judea, by the further side of Jordan. Farther side of Jordan. And the people resort unto him again. As he was one, he taught them again. Mark 10:1, Desire of Ages 488, paragraph 2. A considerable part of the closing month of Christ's ministry was spent in Perea, the province on the further side of Jordan from Judea. Here the multitude thronged his step as he, in his early ministry in Galilee, and much of his further teaching, former teaching, was repeated. Desire Ages 488, paragraph 3. Amen.
Desire Ages, page 488. As he had sent out the 12, so he appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. Luke 10:1. These disciples had been for some time with him, and training for their work. When the 12 were sent out on their first separate mission, other disciples accompanied Jesus in his journey through Galilee. Thus they had the privilege of intimate association with him, and directed personal instruction. Now this larger number also were to go forth on a separate mission. Desire of Ages, page 188, paragraph 4.
Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. Had Jesus only sent out the 12? And were they the only ones sent out on their first separate mission who had the privilege of intimate association with him? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is no. He appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whither he himself would come. And no, other disciples accompanied Jesus in his journey through Galilee, and direct personal instruction also was to go forth on a separate mission.
Amen. So let's learn another beautiful song together, dear ones, and it's entitled, They Were 12 Disciples, and it's going to be sung by Brother Josh.
There were 12 disciples Jesus called to help him, Simon, Peter, Andrew, James, his brother, John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon, Judas, and Bartholomew. He has called us too. We are his disciples, I am one and you. He has called us too. We are his disciples, we his work must do.
Amen.
Amen. We'll be keeping it in prayer that Desire of Ages, page 488, bubble up.
The directions to the 70 were similar to those that had been given to the 12, but the command to the 12 not to enter into any city of the Gentiles or of the Samaritans was not given to the 70. Though Christ had just been repulsed by the Samaritans, his love toward them was unchanged. When the 70 went forth in his name, they visited, first of all, the cities of Samaria. Desire of Ages, page 488, paragraph 5.
Question, boys and girls. What command was given to the 12 disciples not to do, but not to the 70? And was Christ's love changed for the Samaritans, even though he had been repulsed by them? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is not to enter into any city of the Gentiles or of the Samaritans. And no, his love toward them was unchanged. When the 70 went forth in his name, they visited, first of all, the cities of Samaria.
Amen. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 19 to 20 from the King James Version.
Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28:19-20.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That scripture song was also taken from the scripture singer in the section Pillar of Our Faith. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We have come to the ending of the first section of the Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where we ask all the precious little ones to come very close because it's story time. And our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Boys and girls, it's story time. And I'm having trouble with my page. All right. We do not consent to enticement of sinners. And our verse says, my son, if sinners entice thee or ask you to join them in sin, consent thou not, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed. Proverbs 1:10-16. It is not safe for the professed follower of Christ to associate with the careless and reckless. Associating with the careless and reckless means run around and play with the children that are not being careful to obey God's law. For it is an easy matter to come to view things as they do and to lose all sense or understanding of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Guard yourself on this one point in particular or carefully. Do not be influenced and led astray or to be disobedient to God's law by those who have reason to know by their words and works are not in connection with God. You can tell by the way they talk that they are not followers of Jesus. Hear God's voice. God speaking, and he says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Those who are controlled by the Spirit of God are to keep their perceptive faculties awake. Perceptive faculties means you can tell by the way they talk that they're not Christians. For the time has come when they're in integrity or their honesty and loyal to God and to one another will be tested. Do not commit the least injustice, don't cheat, in order to gain an advantage for yourselves. This means you do things that benefit yourself to someone else's loss. This is called by God greed or a sin. But people call it good business. When we do something to take advantage of others, it makes God frown. And you don't want God's frown. Do unto others in the small matters as well as in the great as you would have others do to you. That's kind of the golden rule. God says, ye are my witnesses. You are to act in my place. Could the curtain be rolled back, or could we see things as God sees them, you would see the heavenly universe looking with intense interest upon the one who is tempted. Intense interest means they're really interested. If you do not yield to the enemy, there is joy in heaven and they sing. When the first suggestion of wrong is heard, dart a prayer to heaven, say, Jesus, help me obey, and then firmly resist the temptation to tamper or play with the principles condemned in God's word. To tamper also means to change. The first time the temptation comes, meet it in such a decided manner that it will never be repeated. This means the first time somebody suggests you join them in doing something wrong, you say, absolutely not. Be emphatic. God's word says not to do that. Turn from the one who has ventured or tried to present wrong practices to you. Resolutely turn from the tempter, saying, I must separate from your influence. I can't play with you, for I know you are not walking in the footsteps of our Savior. Let them know that they are violating or breaking God's law. Even though you may not feel able to speak a word to those who are working on wrong principles, leave them. Your withdrawal, or your leaving them, and silence may do more than words. Have courage to do right. That's from Sons and Daughters of God, page 164. Children, do you remember the song? Dare to be a Daniel. Dare to stand alone. Dare to have a purpose firm.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. Next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing part 2 of our lesson, The Last Journey from Galilee, part 2. Please have your questions prepared and set before Thursday of this coming Sabbath. And I would like to just say something, dear ones. Thank you so much for all your prayers that the Lord allowed me to be able to clear a little bit of the voice to be able to perform His duty today. But I would like to also add, next week when we are doing the question and the answers for all brothers and sisters, just remember that we have the little ones, and sometimes when we get into answering questions, the little ones are asking and some of the questions go by. So if it's possible that we can all kind of seek them out, and if you can put it aside for us and send it during the week, that we can be able to better minister to the little ones. And for those questions that are becoming a little bit more back and forth, if we can finish the lesson, then we can be able to either schedule a time, according to Elder Rob, if it's possible, where we can discuss it further, what does say the Lord, through Bible and Spirit of Prophecy, so we don't rob the little children from the chance to be able to tell us what is in their heart. So, dear ones, if any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, would like to close with prayer, bubble up. If we can all kneel as possible, bowing our heads. Righteous and precious Savior, thank you so much for being so merciful. Thank you that in the midst of our weakness and our sickness, we can see the hands of mercy still. Thank you for being so merciful to all of us, dear Lord. I know this has been a very, very hard winter. Many people have been ill. I've been trying to help and aid in so many ways. And I know one day I was going to succumb, but thank you so much that it didn't come out to be that bad. And be with also Hannah, husband, on her passing. Also be with our dear brother Terry and sister Maddie. Be with all of us, Father Jesus, as we continue on this blessed Sabbath. May you keep us focused. Let the word of God refresh us, Father Jesus, for what is ahead. Help us to be able to keep our mind on this Sabbath day, Father Jesus. And I pray that the Holy Spirit may not only enlighten us and give us the knowledge that we need, but also with healing in our wings, so like that we can be able to be restored and ready to do the work that you have called us to do. This is my prayer. Also, forgive me for my sins and my iniquity, dear Lord. Forgive me for my Christ-like spirit. May you be with all the little ones in the youth study and prepare our spirit also for this sermon as well and our after reading as well, dear Lord. We thank you and we love you. This is my prayer in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have part 2 review of chapter 53, entitled The Last Journey from Galilee, part 2, and that will be held March 3. on the 3rd of 2018. The year is flying by. We also prepare activity, dear ones, for the whole family to continue with the dialogue and preparing the questions that we may be able to have our fellowship also. We hope and pray that all of you were blessed. May you have a blessed and peaceful Sabbath, everyone. God bless.